Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 8:28. He said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, I believe this is what our fifth or so message in this series. So if you haven't been with us, please go back and get the previous ones. Quickest, easiest way is go online and download them. You can watch video, audio. If you want a hard copy, you can get it in the building and won't cost you anything. But how many that have been with us, would you encourage them? It'd be worth their time to go back and get it. And all right, I'm telling you, I don't believe it's just something I thought up. It is the Lord gave it to us. But one of the things that we've looked at, and the Lord's quickened to us, many people quote part of this verse, and they have wrong ideas. They say, well, you know, the Bible says everything works out for the good. You ever heard anybody quote it that way? And just, well, you know, we don't understand it all, but we know that everything works out for the good. Well, when you say it like that, that's just not true. Everything is not working out for the good of everybody.
Amen.
And it's not going to work out for everybody's best and good.
Amen.
He was talking about a very specific group here. Who is God causing things to work together for good for? To them that love God. Does everybody love God?
No,
they don't. There's millions of people on the planet, billions, that deny God's existence and worship other gods. There's many that believe there is no God, so they certainly don't love Him. So is everything going to work out for their good?
No.
Now or in the end? No, it's not. It's not. But when you love God, it gives Him access into your affairs.
Amen.
To cause even what the enemy meant for destruction and evil. God's so big, He can take that thing and turn it on its head.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Christ you've been made more than a conqueror?
Amen.
Did you know that? Did you know that? What is that, more than a conqueror? Conqueror is good. That means you won. But when you're more than a conqueror, you did more than win. You did more than win. Anybody interested in more than winning? More than winning. My father in the faith, Kenneth E. Hagin, who's in heaven now, was born prematurely. In fact, they went to bury him. This is way back in the day. They went to bury his little tiny body when he was born. They thought he was still born and dead. And the person that was going to bury him just went out back of the house to bury him and detected a little movement about him and brought him back in and watched him. He was premature and too small, and they weren't in the hospital and before the days of the incubators and all these things. Well, come to find out, he lived, but come to find out he had an incurable blood disease. He had a deformed heart. And doctors said nobody in his condition had ever lived past 16 years of age. And when he was getting close to 16, he became bedfast, paralyzed, going just the way that they said he would. But without going into all his testimony, he got a hold of Mark 11:23-24. He said, as a Baptist boy reading Grandma's Methodist Bible, and he found out that God was real and would heal him, and he reached out to God by faith and was healed by the power of God. And then for the next 60 years, preached faith and healing and redemption. And who knows how many people have been inspired and got faith to be healed through his testimony and ministry. That's being more than a conqueror. Not only did he win and not die and was healed, but for decade after decade, the devil's going, why did I have to pick him? Why did I have to pick him? Why didn't I just pick somebody to put that on that just lay down and die with it? He wouldn't die. No, he has to tell everybody how he got healed and everybody that God will heal them too. That's making the devil wish he had never messed with you. Not only winning, but making him eat it for the next 60 years. Come on, am I talking to somebody? Somebody say, I am more than a conqueror. See, the Bible said, count it all joy when you fall into divers trials and temptations. How could you? How could you count it all joy when a problem hits you? When a test and a trial hit you? It went on to say, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You can see by faith, even though I'm not having fun right now, when the dust clears, I'm going to be standing here with my miracle. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the worst the devil tries to come against you, you just say, hey, bud, make it light on yourself because I'm going to make you eat this. The worse it is, the bigger the testimony. Come on. Because I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to lay down and die with this. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. Somebody say, more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Well, the chief prerequisite for everything turning out good in the end is what? You love God. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Corinthians 8. 1 Corinthians 8, 2. It says, if any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. The scripture says also that, well, go to the next verse. The next verse. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. He's talking about knowledge. We live in the so-called information age, and knowledge is held in the highest esteem. Information. Have you noticed everybody wants your information? Yeah. Is that right? Information. And we've got information overload. Type something in your search engine and get 3 million hits. And if you're not smart, you'll try to go through all of them. You know, there's a better way to live than the tedious, never-ending process of elimination. It's called being led by the Spirit. Instead of doing endless research and process of elimination for days and weeks, you could have spent 1/100th of that time praying in the Spirit. Waiting on the Lord, and the one, the only one you need to know about, just come up out of your spirit to your mind.
Come on.
Don't be led by likes or dislikes.
Amen.
Don't be led by approvals or disapprovals or stars or lack of stars. That you letting somebody else make your decision. You letting somebody else lead you.
That's right.
And then if you get into it and it's a big mess, you want to get mad at them. Yeah. Well, don't get mad at them. You could have prayed. You could have heard from the Lord for yourself. You could have been led by the Spirit. True or not true? Let's watch about this information age. Wasting all of our time trying to process all of this information. Most of this you don't need to know. And you'd be better off not fooling with. And not knowing is just going to clutter you up and rob you of your peace and your joy. Selah. Think about that. But what did it say? Read it again. If any man think he knows anything, it's not, everything is not about what you know. And when it comes to religion, the emphasis is on knowing all these things about God. But you and I will never be able to impress God with how much we know about Him.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not knocking education. But having a lot of years of higher education is not the same as loving God. If any man think he knows anything, I don't care what you think you know. You could be doctor of doctors. You could be the foremost authority on this in the world. That's not going to cause God to look at you and go, "Whoo, ain't you smart?" Because compared to what He knows about it, amen, you are Ned in the first reader. I don't care. If you are considered the genius on the planet, the foremost authority, how many think if you were the foremost authority, God could still tell you a thing or two about it? Oh, He could talk to you for 5 minutes and you'd go, "I don't know anything about this." You don't know anything as you ought to know it. And so we must not think it's our superior knowledge that's going to fix everything. Are there many in this world that think that? They think that. They're convinced of that. Knowledge is everything. If you know enough, it's not true. What's the big deal with God? Verse 3. But knowledge is not going to do it. Knowledge is not going to put you on God's radar, so to speak. It's not going to make Him take note of you. How much you think you know. But if anybody, any man love God, you got His attention.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.